BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Deb's on Real or No Real. I put the idea of having a laptop night in with Carly Rae Jepsen to her, and she says yes. I have a mid-show rant about breaking the internet for some reason, and a ridiculous innuendo bingo featuring Nick Grimshaw in a designer bin bag and skiing goggles. Okay, are we ready for today? Your Thursday lunchtime is on. Real or No Real is with Dev later because Greg James is the latest Radio 1 ill kid. They're dropping like flies. So Dev's going to be on in place of Greg and today at 4 o'clock as well, but on Real or No Real later on. What a pleasant morning. Bit of a coffee with Nick Grimshaw. Bit of team bonding. That was nice, wasn't it?
Oh, it was lovely, yeah. Very nice to sit down and mull over like a business. It was like a business meeting almost.
Well, it wasn't, Chris. I don't know what kind of business meeting you've ever been to. Answer, none. But it was mostly discussing Zayn Malik and almond milk.
Yes, it was, but I thought we were there for work. I kind of felt from the start of it I should have been wearing like an open neck shirt.
Seriously, I don't know if you've ever been to a business meeting, but they're not like that.
No. I felt powerful when we were having it, though.
Did you feel like a power coffee, yeah?
I was like, wow, this is good. This is big.
Are you one-shotted your coffee?
I did, yeah.
Gangnam style.
Yeah. Grimmy had a macchiato.
I know.
Right? That was the meeting we were having.
Well, yeah, I know, but that's why he hangs out with the cool kids and we don't.
It was a very small cup. It was a bit like... I felt like I was in one of those George Clooney adverts at the moment. It's going around, you know?
Anyway, he's coming back in to play innuendo bingo at 1:45 today. Grimmy, no stranger to innuendos himself.
Right, we're going to play some new stuff now from K Coke and Bridget Kelly. This is my time. Charlie Sloth, a big fan of this record. He's been ramming it down my neck for weeks.
Okay, yep.
Oh, it's going to be a good one today.
It is.
Especially as he's still got that floppy hair thing going on, isn't he? Because it's the fashion at the moment. Oh, so when that gets wet, it's going to look a mess.
Still got that floppy hair thing going on.
Well, he's Mr. Fashionable, isn't he? He knows what he's doing.
That's right. Here's Grimmy picking celebrities to join him on the Radio 1 football team. Do you remember that?
Rylan has messaged us.
He is not playing for the team.
Why? Rylan could be good. Rylan's got a good height on him. Looks like he could be quite speedy. It's like he could take a good tackle.
We've played Innuendo Bingo with Grimmy a few times. Last time, the cleanup operation was awful because it was so disgusting in here. And then the time before was at one of Fern's Christmas parties at one of her houses.
One of the worst that was.
And Grimmy had been out the night before. And then you and him had to, from what I remember, was it eggnog or some kind of broth?
One of them was eggnog. The other one was like liquidised sprouts.
And you were in that was it, liquidised sprouts. And you were in a shower together and he did not feel good.
Stood up, doing innuendo bingo in the shower. Then when it was off, we just pressed the button, showered together. It was well weird and just uncomfortable all round. It was a horrible experience.
He's a trooper though, because I tell you, he was not feeling good that day.
No.
Oh, God, don't feel good. So, Grimmy is on at 1:45 on innuendo bingo. It's going to be epic.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, Kelly Clarkson and Heartbeat Song. Ooh, did my voice go weird then?
No. I don't think so. Why?
Sorry, I think I've got a touch of the John Legend.
Hey! You need to have one of those drum things just waiting for that.
I know. I've got one somewhere, but it'll take too long to find it, to be honest.
Don't worry about it.
I think the moment's gone.
I think Fern may have mentioned it again today.
What, a touch of the John Legend?
I had a few tweets about it. People saying, oh, she's been at it again. So she's got a touch of the John Legend.
Greg's got that. That's why he's not here today. So, Andy C and Fiora with Heartbeat Loud and the Wombats' new song coming before 1:30.
You know, yesterday you were saying about getting a celebrity to go on Skype with,
yeah,
you know, to spend an evening with.
Yes, your friend does.
You were
his
adamant
girlfriend
that you were going to sort this.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a Scott Mills promise or is this something that's likely to happen?
It's going good, thanks for asking. I've got someone to spend the evening with on my laptop and they're going to be on their laptop.
Actually found someone or light pencil?
Okay, well, I've spoken to their people because they've got people. That's how famous they are. But I think what we need to do today, just to firm this up, is to speak to the person directly. But I'm pretty much sure it's going to happen.
Last time you were in charge of booking someone, you did, for Innuendo Bingo. And it was someone who...
Let's not go down this road again.
It turned out used to be in Towie.
Yes.
A lovely guy.
I stick by that booking. So we're going to speak to the person directly, but they're Canadian.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Famous Canadian, go.
Right, who is it? Is it Kaiser?
No.
Shania Twain?
No.
Celine Dion?
I'd love that, but no.
I'm very excited about this. Who is it?
Okay, I'm spending the night, hopefully, if she agrees to it and it's just not her agent fobbing me off.
This is so good.
With, on Skype, a normal evening eating dinner and that, cooking, Carly Rae Jepsen.
How?
I don't know. We still need to speak to her to make sure this is actually going to happen and someone's told her about it. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm spending the evening with Carly Rae Jepsen.
So good.
That's good if it comes off, right?
Mm.
Yes. Impressed?
Very impressed. I don't know how you've managed that.
Actually, quite a good planning for me. The Scott Mills Daily. Good afternoon. This is Scott Mills, and here's Nick Grimshaw.
Hello. What are you laughing at?
I'm not being funny. Why have you bought full wet weather gear, designer? Oh, my God.
Because I got this Pack-O-Mac for Glastonbury. It's not Glastonbury yet, but I thought I'd use this as the perfect road test just to see how waterproof it is. If it can survive this, it can survive summer festivals.
But why are you wussing out? Because normally you're up for getting really wet.
I really am, but I've got like things to do afterwards.
Oh, sure.
But you don't do it. How annoying is it, Chris, when you've got to like go somewhere afterwards and you've got soggy jeans?
It is, yeah.
And I mean, have to explain to everyone that you see, oh, I've not wet myself.
But it is once a year that you do this.
It's so still annoying.
I'm not sure about the ski goggles. That strikes me as excessive.
Well, that's because I'm down to my last few contact lenses. And if anyone knows, if you're a contact lens wearer, when you're getting down to the last few,
it's true. We've had issues.
Panic.
We've had issues with that in the past on this game, haven't we?
I think they came out last time. Or the pink hair time.
Mm. Oh, the pink hair
time. You did go pink hair at one point, didn't you? Why? Odd.
It was for charity, Chris. I don't want to talk about it.
Was it? I thought it was charity work.
I thought it was a fashion thing. They were combined.
I have played Inuna Bingo before.
Yeah.
With Zayn Malik. Hashtag our hearts belong to Zayn. Don't know who Zayn Malik. It's too early. Seriously.
I just put
on your head be it.
I mean, it's very sensitive out there. Mm. I just did a throwback Thursday because I found on my phone a picture of me up against a Zayn Malik poster. And I put that up just saying TBT.
Yeah.
Mm. Seemed appropriate. And people are like, no, too soon.
I know. I might put the one up of... do you remember when we all had to do a show with one member of One Direction?
Yes.
I've got one of... It was me and Zayn that did that. I might put that back up. Yeah. That gets retweeted, you know, still every day. And it was about, it was 3 years ago.
Still going on.
Still that one.
Yeah, put that one up.
Anyway, so if you want to see Grimmy looking absolutely ridiculous, like he's... either straight off the fashion catwalk or an ill-advised skiing trip.
Or a bird spotter.
Yes.
Like, it looks like what you're planning to do is plant yourself in the undergrowth for a considerable amount of time and wait there to find the one bird that you've been looking for.
Or a crap superhero.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I really like Mr. Rubbish Bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is happening in a minute. And it's going to be on the Radio 1 website. Let's get wet. Even though, what are you wearing, Chris?
I've bought swim shorts because I thought we're going to get right involved in this. Are you going barefoot?
Yeah, gone barefoot. Yeah, right, I was just going to say swim short with a sock. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Let's go barefoot.
Hang on, why are you going barefoot if the rest of you covers up, Dinah Vickers?
Yes.
Because I've got my favourite socks with me and I want to get them wet.
Oh, love. Okay.
Designer socks.
They're not, thank you.
Hey, guess what? I'm spending the night with Carly Rae Jepsen.
What?
Isn't this incredible?
I am.
When? What?
Soon. Next couple of nights.
How did you get that idea across to her?
Only on my laptop.
Okay.
No, but I'm going to be like cooking stuff. She'll be cooking stuff at the same time. So it's like pretty much a date.
Like a long distance relationship.
Yeah, which we've been talking about. Because Chris's friend went travelling, met this girl. She lives in Canada. But then they still have date nights where he's sat in his home in London or wherever. And then she's in Canada and they just eat together.
They'll do everything
they
would do.
They watch films together.
Exactly what you would do if you were in the same... Yeah, everything.
Literally everything. So that's what I'm going to be trying with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Will you be doing everything?
I don't know.
See how it goes.
I think it'd be rude for me not to take her to the bedroom at some point.
Yeah,
like absolutely. Because you do, like you were going to sleep at some point, aren't you?
Yeah.
But we're going to speak to her after 2:30 and find out if she knows anything about it at all. It might just be her manager going, "Yeah, sure, she'll do it," and then she doesn't know. Okay, so if you want to see Grimmy in full on wet weather gear, including goggles, are you wearing the goggles?
I wear the goggles, definitely.
Oh, I just think.
Just
when have you ever worn those before?
I never wore them, and I bought them, and I was going skiing. I've never been skiing.
and all my friends had been skiing, so I got ski goggles. And these are really obnoxious ones. Yeah. They're kind of like what P. Diddy might have wore in like a late 90s hip-hop video. Like,
yeah, it looks rude.
Yeah, they look like if you're a beginner and you're wearing those in front of like really experienced skiers, they're like, get lost.
Yeah, they were totally like that. They're kind of like the, if you've ever seen Pamela Anderson in sunglasses.
Literally, the only part of your face that's not covered is a bit of your mouth.
Yeah. They look like blinkers on a horse.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I wanted to be protected. Plus, I heard everyone's ill. You were ill, Greg's off. So it was more of like a germ device as well.
From me.
Yeah.
We've noticed the hygiene wipes are there as well, so you might want to have a little squiz on
them. Yes, there's 200.
He does look like he could be wiped clean afterwards.
Wipe on, wipe off. The Scott Mills Daily. Prodigy, Wild Frontier on Radio 1. Now it's the time to... I'm talking. Now is the time to get online and watch Innuendo Bingo. If you've not watched it before, go online just to see how Riddick Grimmy looks. Crap man.
I really like it. La, 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 creamy man.
You do look like a bat.
I feel like I'm Missy Elliott. What's a bit so solid? There's a lot of 90s lines going on this morning.
There is.
Do you want to know who them? I love.
And now it's this.
It's time to make another celebrity wet.
Bingo.
Another fashionista wet.
So fashion right now on the Radio 1 website.
Fashion. Fashion. Bingo is so now.
Fashion.
So now is bingo.
Get online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Slightly delirious Nick Grimshaw.
Okay. I feel a little bit crazy today.
I enjoyed our coffee and power lunch earlier.
I was just going to say, I think it was the real intense coffee that we had
earlier.
I can still taste it. Yeah. It was like 10 a.m.
It's the first time we've attempted a business meeting all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we talked about loads of business.
It was so businessy.
Yeah.
We sorted out everything.
Okay, so, water please, lads. You know how this goes.
Okay.
Both played it before.
Mm-hmm. Cheers, mate.
Hello, Cheers, Jess. Mate. Jess is off school sick today, so she's watching Bingo to cheer her up. Oh, believe me, the outfit will cheer you up, Jess. Don't worry about that.
I'm actually a little bit thirsty, so... Mm.
Thirsty. Abby in High Wycombe says, yes, I'm ready for this bingo today. Ready?
Okay. You're not allowed to drink in the studios, though, so it's...
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't use the bin, don't use your hands. Here we go. Let's all start with a classic, shall we?
Mm.
And it's from Nick Grimshaw.
Mm.
Now, I know this because I've done it myself. When you're on The Breakfast Show, sometimes, you know, you're up so early and you do find yourself maybe oversharing a bit.
There's some really good questions coming in. Some I don't really understand because I sort of dip in and out of Doctor Who.
Yeah, you said that.
I sort of dip in and out of Doctor Who. I mean, you do get weird on breakfast because I also never remember saying that.
No.
Even hearing that. But true story, I do.
Hmm.
Currently okay. Out.
Thanks for that. Now, next one. Water, please. Brand new one now. Now, you do need to listen. listen very carefully to this. It's over to The Link. Now, it's that daytime quiz show where you have to work out... What are you laughing at?
I just saw what I look like.
Actually ridiculous.
Sorry,
okay, got another one in the face there from Chris.
Chris, you're such a sprayer.
I wish I could tweet a photo right now of the view I've got. It's really...
Don't use your hands.
Sorry.
Stop trying to catch it in your hands.
Okay.
Might have to do that.
Okay.
Now, The Link is a daytime quiz show where you have to work out what a list of words all have in common. Now, I think I have spotted a link between two of these words. See if you can work it out. Listen very carefully.
Let's see if you can find the link. You ready?
Yes.
Good.
Gander. Jack.
Seriously, guys.
Okay. It's always carnage when you're on. We don't even get through the clips.
Okay. I mean, it's funny already. Okay.
Okay. Right. Listen to the end. Okay. Listen to the end.
I can't see your eyes. You just look really serious. You look a fly.
I look like a fly.
Water, please.
Okay.
Ryan from Portsmouth says Grubby looks like a very feminine Terminator. I am the Terminator.
I'll be back. Is that him?
No. Oh, yeah. No. That is him. Yeah. That is him.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I'll be back. Just got to pop to the shops.
Okay, the link. See if you can work out... See if you can work out the missing link.
Let's see if you...
Oh, God.
Okay. Sorry.
Come on, you've got to get through this.
Okay. Oh, okay. Because I always feel like I'm at school when I'm with Chris Stark.
True.
I feel like he'd be in my class and we're not allowed to laugh. Okay.
The link.
Let's see if you can find the link. You ready?
Yes.
Good.
Gander. Jack. Cock. Gobbler.
He missed it.
One more time.
Try again.
Let's see if you can find the link. You ready?
Yes.
Good.
Try and get to the end.
Gander. Jack. Cock. Gobbler.
That was on purpose.
Now, I don't know what you thought the link was between those last two, but the answer was they were all names of female birds, a gobbler being a male turkey.
Oh.
Andrew and Corby, Rick, Stoke and Jake all sent that one in.
Imagine you're watching telly and you saw that happen.
Cock. Gobbler.
Okay. Next one.
Okay.
Oh. Over to the Great British Bake Off Easter Masterclass now. Mm. And we know that Mary and Paul are always at it, appearing in the game, I mean. And I think here the director may have cut back to the kitchen before Mary and Paul were ready to be on camera.
A teaspoon of cinnamon, 2 tablespoons of milk, and then mix again.
Slowly to begin with, otherwise it'll come all over me. Slowly to begin with, otherwise it'll come all over me.
Oh, Mary. Mm. No, good. Well held. Mm. Amber says this is amazing. Mm. Alex and Bolton's watching. Ellie and Redding is in the library watching Bingo revisions going well. Yeah, it is. Now, this next one was sent to us by Mary from Welling. Mm. Now, she was listening to Trevor Nelson on One Extra and was very surprised to learn what some of his listeners do while listening to his show. Mm. I'm not sure this is one, though. Can we check? Here we go. Is this one? Water, please.
She's got a tweet from her in, says, I'm batty wiggling and dancing. A wonderful
That's not it.
No. I didn't know I was going to come after batty.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Is that even... No, that's not one. That's not I'm talking Chris? About. Water.
Mm. She's got a tweet from her in, says, I'm batty wiggling and dancing to wonderful Afro beats while cleaning out my rabbit hutch.
That's a lovely thought.
I don't know whether it is one.
It's while cleaning out my rabbit hutch.
Okay, I don't think it is. And now a classic from a play on Radio 4. Now, as we join the drama, one of the characters is at the fair and is inviting one of their friends to do something that I think will really attract some sort of crowd.
We walked back to the fete, where Tom had just knocked down 10 Skittles. Let's go and smash the rat, I said.
Oh, my God.
You right there?
Okay.
Smash the rat, of course, is where there's a rat up your drain pipe and you've got to smash it with your ping pong bat.
Smash the rat? Well, yeah. I never.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go and smash the rat, I said.
Okay. I know we're staying on Radio 4.
By the way, this is not waterproof.
Oh, is it not? Is it seeping through?
No.
Take that back. Radio 4, just last night. Now, here is the announcer telling us what is still to come on Radio 4. Mm. Now, this poor guy's got one simple job, and that is to say the name of the theatre director. Penny Horner.
You it's going to be good.
You had one job.
It's going to be good. Okay.
Here we go. So just got to say the name. Here we go.
In a moment, Libby Purvis meets the archaeologist Deirdre O'Sullivan of the Greyfriars research team, which discovered and excavated Richard III. Also, Frances Ross, the great-granddaughter of the engineer Sebastian de Ziani Ferranti. And Penny Horney. Penny Horner.
Oh, wow, this is wet.
Oh, it's really wet.
That was supposed to be Penny Horner.
And Penny Horney. Penny Horner.
Thank you, Harry, for
it's
that one.
It's so wet in here. It's like ankle deep now, Scott. It's like, deep, yeah. it's like a paddling pool.
Yeah. People will be going back to their homes in canoes soon, like on the news.
There's a baying crowd in the crowd.
There's a crowd outside.
Hi, crowd. Get us a towel.
Now, I really like Radio Forum Bingo, so let's stay there, I think, for a classic clip. This is from a discussion about Charles Dickens, Water Please. Now, one of the researchers is really desperate to share a fact that he's found out about him.
That must have been an additional kind of horror to that episode in his life.
But I think we should say that he loved Fanny.
All fine? That wasn't too bad, actually.
That was all right.
Yeah.
But I think we should say that he loved Fanny.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Time for a quick one now from James Martin. Water, please. Mm-hmm. It's an important fact that you might not know about how the modern British family like to live.
And when the gay family get together, there's normally only one thing on the menu. You've guessed it. Trout. And when the gay family get together, there's normally only one thing on the menu.
What's that, James?
You've guessed it. Trout.
Yeah, I guessed it.
Okay, and finally.
Okay.
Come on, Grim.
Oh. There's so many good texts coming in. I'm in tears at Grimmy looking so serious.
I think it's the glasses.
It's the glasses. They're really intense.
Oh, it's quite nice to have a bit of dry. That's the only dry bit in there.
Watching from my uni's newsroom, dissertation's going well. That's from Leah, Steph and Zoe. Mm-hmm. Just been told off for laughing too loud at work, watching Grimmy on Inula Bingo. He looks ridiculous. That's from Megan and Milton Keynes. Finally, a classic from a BBC Two cooking show. And a woman who can tell us about an unexpected hazard when going shopping for fruit.
I'm looking for some strawberries that are not too ripe, because if they're too ripe, they won't set, but not too small either, because if they're too small, then all you're going to get is a load of seed in your mouth.
Oh. Are you right there?
Okay.
It's all fine. It's all very fine. Wet out there. Oh, wow.
Yes, Chris Stark.
That was a great one.
That was the best one I've ever been a part of.
That was great. Anyway, nice to see you sober, and thanks very much for coming in today on Inuendo Bingo. That was great.
That was a lot of fun.
Nick Grimshaw back on Radio 1 tomorrow from 6:30.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Zoe, Steph and Leah particularly enjoyed today's Grimmy Inuendo Bingo. They're watching from Sunderland Uni. And this is Gemma who says, I've just handed in two essays. I'm going to Florida on Tuesday, and I absolutely loved Inuendo Bingo today. It was a good one.
The pictures that are going up at the moment on yours and Grimmy's Instagram are just too funny.
And they're so funny.
Just his outfit is nuts.
Like the most rubbish superhero you've ever seen.
There's so many things. A camp Terminator.
Yeah.
A fly.
I'll be back.
A bat. Everything.
Also, Andy's been on saying, please, 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 can you put Carly Rae Jepsen and Scott Mills' Skype night on the red button or Sky box office?
Can you imagine people like paying serious money for it?
Just $19.99.
Actually, there's an idea in there.
So we are we're going to put it on the Radio 1 YouTube channel soon for you when it happens. Obviously, me and Carly Rae Jepsen will be speaking after 2:30 to see if she knows anything about this Skype night with me and her on Skype that we've got planned.
Do you not worry it's one of those things that gets lost in translation? Because I can't really see how this can be explained in a normal way.
Yeah, would you fancy cooking dinner with me on the internet, on your laptop? It's a bit weird as a proposition, I know that. But we've spoken to some people... Spoken to some people in America. And whether she knows anything about it or not, I don't know.
But she's a big famous.
She's a really big famous.
That's what I mean. She's surrounded by people.
With a surprising amount of Twitter followers.
Really? How many?
I'm so...
Can I guess?
No, she's amazing, right? But like not been around that long. Mm. How many?
I reckon she must be close to a million. I reckon like...
Nearly a million.
800,000, something like that.
Okay.
Like loads, but like not quite at a million yet.
Hmm. But I thought, because worldwide hit, Call Me Maybe, I thought maybe 2 million. That's what I thought. And then I looked the other day and I was like, wow. Do you want to know how many?
So it's more than 2 million.
10.7 million followers.
Oh, do you reckon she bought them?
Like, no, she didn't.
I mean, that's a lot. But she probably got a lot of money from the first.
If you get all these things that you want to say out of the way now before we actually speak to her.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm so well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. I'm loving your new song.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Has it ever crossed your mind that there may be one too many reallys, though, in the song?
No, I think I needed a couple more. There weren't quite enough.
Six is quite excessive in the chorus.
I know. That's the first thing my cousin said to me, too. I played it for him. He's like, that's a lot of reallys.
There's six, I count, but it works.
Thank you.
How did you get Tom Hanks in the video, please?
Oh, God. A bit of luck, I guess. I met him at my manager's wedding because they're friends, Scooter Braun and Tam are friends, and I kind of bumped into him there, and we sort of hit it off. And then a couple months later, when the idea for having a male lead in the video was sort of percolating in my head, I to hear that Scooter told him at dinner, and he just basically offered and said, why not me?
What?
How is that?
But it sounds like the kind of thing that you might promise at a wedding and after you've had a couple of drinks or something like that and then never really follow through. But you actually followed through.
I know, right? I kind of had the same thought, which is why I didn't really tell anybody or get that excited about it. I actually heard the news about 3 days before Christmas and I was just like, okay, well, you know what? This is probably not going to happen. And even the day leading up to the video, which happened a couple months later, I was like in the plane being like, well, this surely isn't going to happen tomorrow. And then on the day of actually shooting it, I was like, well, this is probably not going to happen. And it did. I'm still kind of blown away.
I love that you just met him randomly at a wedding.
Well, it's a little more complicated. I mean, it was a little embarrassing to say, but there was, you know how there's like wedding tents? It was an outdoor wedding. And there was a hummingbird that got caught in one of the tents. And there was a crowd forming around as everyone was trying to free the bird from the tent. And somebody went up to grab, this man went up to grab a broom to basically open the tent up from the top so that the bird could escape. But in my mind, I'd had a couple of martinis, and I thought this man was going to hit the bird with the broom. So I ran over from across the thing and grabbed his arms, and I was like, don't hurt the bird! And he turned around, and I was like, Tom Hanks, hello! And that's how we met.
Right, so you were trying to free a bird from a tent at a wedding, and that's how you met?
Yeah, I basically yelled at him, and then it was like, oh, nice to meet you. He's like, I wasn't going to hurt the bird. I was opening the tent. I was like, oh my God, I'm so
That's
sorry.
One of my favourite stories for some time.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, right, we were just reading that Taylor Swift has insured her legs for $40 million.
Are you serious? That's crazy.
Yeah, just her legs. Is there any part of your body that is insured, Carly Rae Jepsen?
Oh, God, no. That's an amazing thing. She's got great legs. I mean, I don't blame her.
$40 million seems a bit steep, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, Tina Turner, who else has amazing legs like that? That's Tina Turner insured her legs, no?
I think so, back in the day.
Back in the day.
Would you look into doing the same? Scott, have you thought about insuring your legs?
No.
No? Carly?
I'm looking down at my legs. I don't know if he knows about me, but I'm 5'2". I feel like I'd maybe get like half of the amount of money in. I'm a pretty short lady. I don't have much leg.
Yeah, but that's what you... If you really wanted to change your legs, what you do is claim on the insurance and then get new legs.
Yeah, and then break them on purpose. Just collect. I think that's a good idea.
And also, 20 million, still not bad.
I'll take it. I wouldn't shake my hand at it.
Exactly. Hey, listen, we've got an idea for something that we might be able to do on the show together, which I think it'll just get us much more acquainted and we'll get to know each other a lot better, Carly Rae.
Okay, I'm interested.
Right, wait there, and I'm going to play the song. This is Carly Rae Jepsen on BBC Radio 1, her new single. I'll come back in a minute, all right?
All right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're with Carly Rae Jepsen on Radio 1. Chris, say hi.
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 Now, can I just ask you, and it will become clear why I'm asking this question, what does an average evening consist of in the life of Carly Rae Jepsen?
Ooh, well, right now I'm wrapping up my album, so I'm pretty boring. I go to studios. I usually am there late. I come home and I grab some dinner and I, like, crash out watching television.
Okay.
How's that?
All right, so you of an evening you would probably, you'd be at home watching TV. And what would you watch?
You're going to laugh at me, but I don't know why. For nostalgic reasons, I've been lately watching reruns of Ally McBeal.
Of what?
Do you remember that show, Ally McBeal?
Ally McBeal.
Oh.
It's like the original Sex and the City. It's very old. It's about a girl who has, like, weird, like, she's a lawyer and she's got, like, weird fantasies that happen. It's amazing. It's so funny.
Big up Ally McBeal.
Late night Ally McBeal. I'm embarrassed, but that's the truth.
Don't be.
And then, if you're in a bit of a hurry because you've been in the studio all day, dinner, what are you saying? Fish fingers, potato waffles, just something quick.
I live close to this amazing place. It's like an array of wonderful food until 2 in the morning, so I can get lots of great stuff.
Have you ever heard of a fish finger?
A fish finger, yes.
Oh, okay.
I too live on
right, they have them in LA. Good.
Of course.
Yeah. I just, because it interests me that actually, if megastars like yourself do eat potato waffles.
I don't think I'd consider myself a megastar. It's very sweet, but no, I eat almost anything.
Oh, okay. Right, so Carly Rae Jepsen, here's the idea. I'll let Chris explain.
Okay, so one of my friends has recently come back from travelling and he met a girl, okay? So he went travelling all over the place to go find himself. You know how it is. Lots of Chang, sunsets, that kind of thing.
Thailand.
Yeah. So he met a girl when he was travelling, came back and he's kind of fallen in love. But she lives in Canada and he lives in Britain. So they need to try keep the relationship together. And what they're doing is they're Skyping a lot. They're always on Skype together.
Okay, that sounds normal.
But they do.
What do you mean by a lot?
I mean a lot. Like whole evenings will go past where they will spend it together, but on Skype with him in his home near London and her in Canada.
Yeah, because they don't want to miss out on anything. They still want to do date nights. So the kind of thing they'll do is they'll both order in a Chinese takeaway, for example.
At the same time.
So that they can both have Chinese and they'll just set the Skype up and then they'll watch a movie together. But they both do it at exactly the same time. So it's like they're in the same room.
Wow. That's long distance commitment to Skype. Wow. I don't think I could do that, but I'm impressed.
It's good, isn't it? What they'll do is they'll press play at exactly the same time on a film, and then when something exciting or scary happens in the film, they'll just glance over at the laptop to see each other's reactions.
It's kind of darling. I mean, come on, that's very sweet.
It is sweet.
It is quite sweet, but it does mean that they effectively have a night together, which is actually quite an interesting idea, given that it is just over the internet.
Yeah.
But they'll just do things. Sometimes they won't even talk for ages. You know, when you're comfortable in a relationship and there's like, there are silences, but they don't feel weird. That's often they'll just sit there and say absolutely nothing, but they're still connected on the laptop.
Yeah, sometimes they'll just fall asleep, you know, like one of them will just fall asleep and then the other one will just slowly drift off and it will still be happening on the internet.
Wow. Either true love or something else.
Yeah. So here's the idea. Yeah. We thought you'd be perfect for this. And this is why I asked you what your entire evening would consist of. Because mine's normally chicken in a bag in Emmerdale. But I'd like to get like a closer glimpse into the life of Carly Rae Jepsen. So would you be, I mean, not that we're in a relationship, but would you be up for doing some quite mundane things and we could like share an evening together?
You want to be boring on Skype together for a night?
I think yes.
Okay, I'm super down.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, I mean, obviously there's a time difference, so we can do it wherever you are at the time. So my evening will be the middle of the day for you. I mean, maybe you can have lunch, I could be having my tea.
I'm super, are we going to watch a movie together?
Well, yeah, we could watch a movie.
Exactly, now you're getting the idea.
So we just press play at the same time.
Okay, I'm so down.
That right, okay.
Great.
This is brilliant. So basically, I'm spending an evening with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yes, that's what's become of this.
This is so huge. Good. What's your house like? Am I going to feel embarrassed by how small my house is?
Oh, no. I have a cute little house. It's more of an apartment, actually. But
apartment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nothing too crazy.
Do you keep it tidy there?
I do. Well, actually, my mother's in town right now, so I can't not keep it tidy. She's following me around with a broom.
So potentially, I'm spending the evening with you and your mum.
it's going to be a really interesting, like, three-person date.
Oh, this is so good. Thanks so much for agreeing with it.
It's great. And if you need to go to the toilet or anything like that, you can either choose to take Scott with you.
No, don't take me with you.
Or, you know, you just leave it there. It won't be awkward. No awkward silences. You're just going to share
getting
an evening
really
together.
Fast.
It is getting weird. Don't listen to him. Obviously, I'll leave you behind when I go to the loo.
Thank you. Please
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and you do the same. Thanks. All right. Well, we'll arrange the time off air.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to happen. So we're going to spend.
This is happening.
It's going to happen. And
are we going to watch Ally McBeal together?
Yes.
I feel like that should be what we watch.
Listen, yeah. I will download some Ally McBeal tonight so that I'm ready, and then we just choose the episode, right?
I'm so excited.
I'm saying both of you get on the fish fingers as well.
Yeah, maybe if you can buy some fish fingers.
Are we doing like the frozen type where we have to like cook them and wait in the oven for them, or are we like ordering?
I think maybe we
can't order in fish fingers.
You probably can in where she lives. Yeah.
Can you?
You can order anything there. But maybe we could actually do the cooking together as well. That would be fun.
Okay.
So
right, I'm down.
Get some fish fingers in. I'll get your mum to do it. And I look forward to spending an evening with you and with Mrs. Jepson.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Wow. That's just happened. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Carly.
It was a pleasure.
Actually, I've just been told, people are making noises around me, that we might be able to do this tonight. Are you free tonight?
I can't wait. Okay,
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mike in Cheltenham says, Scott, she didn't know you were being serious. She doesn't actually know what she's got herself into. She agreed to it.
But these are some of the... It sounds like a promise that you would make. A showbiz promise.
No,
you
no.
Know?
No. She'll follow through. Michael from Lincoln says, that was brilliant. I didn't cringe until the bathroom talk. Only Chris would make that weird. I agree. Thanks for making it weird.
The point is, if you're going to do it properly.
I'm not taking her to the toilet with me. That's really odd. I can't believe this is actually happening, says Luke. Can you live stream this, please? I'm not going to live stream it, no. But we obviously we'll record what we do. I'm absolutely loving this idea. Hashtag first date. Hashtag me, you and your mum. It's from Katie on Twitter.
Nice.
Could be a good night, you know.
BBC Radio 1.
So the internet's been a bit annoying since Zane left, hasn't it?
In what sense?
Just got really annoyed with it yesterday. You know, sometimes you have a day of like, I don't really want to go on the internet because it's annoying me.
I just thought after the news with Zane leaving One Direction, I thought, right, I'm going to leave the internet for a little bit. I'm going to go on, read a load of the tweets, and then it's good to leave it for a while because it's just going to be the same news dominating the whole way through, isn't it?
Okay, so... two things really on this. I think this started when Kim Kardashian posted that photo with the belfie. Do you remember the bum selfie?
Yes.
And,
yes, I do.
And it was like, let's try and break the internet. And then yesterday again, it was, uh-oh, Zayn Malik broke the internet. No, he didn't. You cannot break the internet.
So what are you against here?
I'm against people saying, oh, let's break the internet. Or, uh-oh, someone just broke the internet. They didn't break the internet. You can't do that. Okay. You didn't break it. It's just a little thing, but it's really annoying me.
Okay.
And also every single person who said, if you need a new member of the band, lads, thinking that they're the first person to ever say that in the world.
Tricky, because loads of people listening to this right now will have done that joke.
Well, yes, this is for you.
Including loads of people who work at Radio 1.
Who should know better.
We're better than that.
Come on. Think of better jokes. There are people at One Extra doing it. I saw someone in Newsbeat doing it.
You expect it from maybe some other stations.
Yeah.
But not Radio 1.
Lads, if you ever need me, I'm here. Not funny. Not original. Okay, that's it. I'm done.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Clean Bandit and Stronger on BBC Radio 1. I mean, no offence to them, it's just that ad. Have you seen it, Dave? You know what I mean?
I haven't seen it. I haven't got, like, a normal telly aerial hooked up, so I never see adverts these days.
It's not their fault, it's the script. It just grinds my gears. Have you seen it, Chris?
I have, yes.
What was it about? Tell us
to stop dancing.
Tell us to stop dancing, Cortina.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so...
Is it Black T-Shirt Thursday? Is that what we started?
Welcome along.
I'll tell you what it is, it's Ranty Thursday.
I'm having a real rant today. I don't know what's wrong with
me. He went right off earlier.
Is that what you were all laughing at? I could see from the other side of the glass, but I couldn't hear.
Jokes around Zayn from One Direction leaving. Mills hates them.
Why?
Because they're all the same.
And you just want more original Zayn material, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I want it to not be like, oh, he's going to be doing Top Gear. Or or I want it to be like, oh, if you need a new member, lads, here I am. Because everyone thinks that they said it first and they haven't.
Or it's not One Direction anymore.
It's 0.8 Direction. Ah! Let's play Real or No Real with Dev, who's in for Greg today.
Barack Obama does not follow Scott Mills, Dev, or Chris Stark on Twitter. But he does follow Nick Grimshaw.
Of
that's
course.
That's amazing.
Grimshaw, the most connected person in history.
Yeah, that's not hard to believe.
So, Obama does follow Nick Grimshaw, but doesn't follow you, Dev, or you, Chris, or me.
I would have surely noticed if Barack Obama was following
me. Yeah, I would have noticed. Is Barack Obama's Twitter account run by him as well? Because I kind of feel like it is. We wouldn't be tweeting about, I don't know, sat in the toilet tweeting about a new health reform or something like that, would he?
No, I've just gone on his Twitter account. It says, this account is ran by Organising for Action stuff. Tweets from the president are signed Bo. Ah,
so he does have access to it.
Bo. Barack Obama, hello.
You right? When you see it written like that, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Hello, Bo.
It's a great day for America. Bo.
Bo.
He does follow a lot of people, though.
He does. 644,000 people. It's not him, is it? I'd love to think that it was him.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Sending out. Does he use any emojis in any of the tweets?
No, I mean, they're all pretty serious about
stuff.
Presidential things. But does he follow Grimmy and not us? Really?
Well, he definitely
real?
Doesn't follow me, I can say that.
He doesn't follow me.
Probably a big clue. He definitely will follow Grimmy.
If it's going to be any Radio 1 DJ, it's going to be Nick Grimshaw in it. I'm saying this one's real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Wow.
Barack does follow Grimace.
He's connected, isn't he?
When he was first getting elected, he followed back anyone who followed him. So Grimmy got there in the right time. We haven't got a chance. Next.
Before he made it as an actor, Colin Farrell used to teach line dancing to the Irish.
Is line dancing big in Ireland? Do we know? Is it big anywhere outside of Texas?
I don't know.
I'd love to go line dancing one time. It looks like fun.
Have you ever been line dancing, Mills?
No.
It's not something I've done. I really want to do Morris dancing. That's something I'm really hot on doing at some point.
I would like to, you know, put on some jeans, some cowboy boots, listen to some country and western and do a bit of line dancing. I think that'd be a good night
You
out.
Should do it, Dev, because that can be another area for you to explore. You know, like you like to do that.
Yeah.
You like branching out, don't you?
Dev does line dancing.
Yeah.
I could see a little 2.5 minute video that would garner maybe 12,000 views.
I reckon that would fly. So, Colin Farrell, you know it's like you're an out-of-work actor.
You've got to do something.
You've got to do something. So why not, if you can do it, if you can line dance, then why not teach it to the Irish?
And I think everyone can, can't you? I mean, you're all born with a certain ability to line dance.
What?
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is it's not, what I'm saying is it's not overly complicated to do-si-do, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It starts off basic. I imagine it gets to some quite advanced steps a little bit later on.
Does it, though? Because I think that's the point. You can. It's the kind of dance where someone can stand at the front and you can follow them.
Believe me, I've said, I'm not saying anything, because I've said before that dancing looks easy, and then look what happened.
True that.
That ended well, didn't it?
Yeah.
This sounds like, I feel like I've read this somewhere before, which I know I say a lot of times before my real or no real answers, but I want this to be real so bad, so I'm saying real.
I'm no real.
That one's real.
Yes.
Colin used to be a dance instructor in his native island before leaving to pursue his acting career.
Wow.
And next on Real or No Real.
Ella Henderson made a blunder on Instagram yesterday when some small fluorescent stickers in the background of a photo revealed the fact that she buys all her sauces and condiments from a supermarket Whoops shelf.
Oh, okay. My God, I love the Whoops shelf.
What's a Whoops shelf?
It's in a certain supermarket that rhymes with Wazda. And it's kind of all the stuff that... I love it. I seek it out.
Yeah.
And it's all the stuff that's like, oops, because it's a bit... It's reduced. And
oh,
it's broken.
Oh, right, okay. So like
possibly a little bit broken, or maybe just about to go out of...
There's a section in the supermarket for stuff which is not just kind of going out of date, but someone's dropped it. Whoops, yeah. Dropped it.
Whoops, like a can of beans with a dent in it or something.
Yes, that.
That's worth less money.
But it's cheap.
Why?
Don't call it whoops.
It's great. Whoops, exclamation mark.
Right, what is stopping people from whoopsing certain items themselves just to get a discount on it?
Because that's theft. Right.
That's theft, and also...
I mean, I wouldn't do it.
I mean, that's like...
I just was asking for a friend.
What?
And also, you'd have to have a roll of those small fluorescent stickers. Whoops!
Whoops!
It's all right, lads, I've got the stickers. Let's go.
You know when you take a picture for your Instagram, stuff like that, you really do have to look around the picture. I nearly put a picture of me up in... I'll say it. So I was in my bedroom sure. at home. I was going to put this picture up. Suddenly looked at the picture itself and I noticed that it showed that I had all these little stars on the ceiling. From where at one point I thought it would be a brilliant idea to put these glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling.
So how old were you then?
A bit like being outside, 15. Mm. Something like
I mean, it's really 15.
Bring the outdoors indoors. Yeah.
I think a lot of people have the stars at some point.
And then I thought, no one's going to look at a picture. They're all going to look at the stars, aren't they? In the picture, and so I just thought, well, yeah. won't
once it's
me.
Out there,
okay, the lesson learnt for Ella Henderson and myself was look around the picture.
That's
don't
right.
look at right at the look around the picture.
So Ella Henderson, there she is, and she's buying all her sauces and condiments Whoops. From the Whoops shelf. Real or no real? It's yeah. I mean, someone saw the stickers in the background.
Oh, it's got to be real. Go real.
This sounds like nonsense. This is definitely not real.
That one is no real.
No, oh. But the whoop shelf, the whoop shelf does exist.
How much are we talking? You get off.
Look, there's some example stickers here. It says whoops, so it's like down to 29p. Whoops, this has just gone down to 29p.
From what?
I don't know. Three
the original
quid?
Price.
That's pretty good.
It's good.
I'm
I told
you. The whoop shelf.
Go and look for it. Yeah. And next.
Kelly Rowland, the former X Factor judge and When Love Takes Over hitmaker, calls her fans the Rowland Stones.
Oh, my God. That's whiffy.
That's so bad.
Come on, Kelly, think it through.
You're better than that.
Seriously, love. You used to be in Destiny's Child. You used to know Beyonce.
Rihanna's got the Navy, right? Beyonce's got the Beehive, I want to say.
Beehive?
Is that really the name of their fans?
Yeah. So you're a member of the Beehive, are you? Are you a worker bee? I don't know how.
What about
works.
Pam? From Destiny's Child, what's she got?
Who?
Pam, you know, the other one.
The Pampers.
Pam?
You remember Pam?
Is there a Pam?
It was...
It's a Michelle, isn't
Beyonce,
it?
Beyonce, yeah. Kelly and Pam.
There's no Pam.
It was. Okay, it wasn't. But here's the thing. Because I could never remember her name, because no one remembered her. No offence, but they didn't. Once they came into Radio 1, and this is awful...
Whoops.
And whoops, they were in the live lounge, and I went. And coming next, Beyonce, Kelly, and Pam.
No, you didn't.
And then they, it all went off.
Did you say it with confidence?
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
And then the manager was like, it's not Pam, it's Michelle.
Oh, not even close.
Sorry.
Pam.
Anyway, so Kelly Rowland and her Rolling Stones.
A lot of people do use puns for the fan names, yeah. You know, they'll use a bit of the name and then. You know, the nearest, thing out of it. It's a whiffy one, this, but I can imagine it to be real.
OMG, I've just got the best TBT ever.
What's that?
That picture of me in Destiny's Child, which I've just found. Can we put this on the Radio 1 Twitter?
Please do.
It's all sorts of everything. There's Pam there. There's Kelly and Beyonce in awful cardigans and me in the most awful green T-shirt with highlights.
Wow.
And a rip in the jeans.
You can kind of tell what time of or when it was taken based on the haircut.
Yeah, you really can.
You wouldn't go and get that now.
But are her fans, Kelly Rowland's fans, called the Rolling Stones?
I really. Ella Air, she has the Airheads, which I think is really good.
Yeah.
You're an Ella Airhead.
Yeah, you see what I mean? It's a bit of a pun.
But this
I'm going to go real.
I really hope this isn't real.
So
real.
Do I.
Please don't be real.
That one is real.
Oh, Kelly,
what are you doing? Sold it out. She named them the Rolling Stones in a tweet in 2013. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 20, Dev got 30.
Yay!
I need to share this Destiny's Child picture. It's the most awful thing I've seen this year. We'll try and get it on Radio 1 Twitter. Thanks, Dev. I'll see you at 4.
Cheers.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
That's bad, isn't it? I worked in that supermarket and someone tried to whoops their own child's birthday cake once. Just because it's a squash caterpillar, you can't whoops it yourself. OMG, I always check the whoops counter. That's from Ginny. A lot of love for the whoops.
Whoops.
Whoops. Okay, so we are back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. I've just tweeted the picture of me and Destiny's Child from back in the day and it's been retweeted by Radio 1 Twitter. My hair in particular is the worst thing I've ever seen.
But it was a choice of yours at one point.
It was a moment in time, it was. I know I was wrong.
At that time, you thought you looked great.
So, tonight I appear to be having a date on Skype with Carly Rae Jepsen, so see how that works out for me. Tomorrow, from 1pm on BBC Radio 1, we'll get the Grimmy Innuendo Bingo YouTube video up as quickly as we can, because it was great today. And remember, as always, if you missed any of the show, there's always the Scott Mills Daily Podcast available from the Radio 1 website for absolutely free with all our best bits.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those were Thursday's best bits. Last one of the week tomorrow, 1pm on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.